Hello? Are you still there?
Hey, Douglas. It's Mary. How's everything on your end today?
Hi, Mary. Everything's great on my end. Thanks for asking. How about you? What can I help you with today?
Yeah, it's Mary from Dasha AI. I'm giving you a ring because we work with a few other companies like Acme Plumbers. Have you heard our name tossed around?
Mary from Dasha AI. Nice to hear from you. I've definitely heard the name Dasha AI mentioned a few times. Sounds like you're making waves. Could you tell me a bit more about what you offer? I'm curious.
Well, I'm a manager on Dasha AI's client success team on a recorded line. We specialize in automating lead generation with AI that operates at a human level, significantly enhancing revenue streams for businesses like yours. I usually take a few minutes to discuss how we can potentially help. Just a heads up,
Sounds pretty impressive, Mary. Automating lead generation with human-level AI? That could really save time and boost sales. Could you share a quick example of how Dasha AI has helped a business like mine? I'd love to hear a success story.
Now, I'm curious. Let's say it's 12 months from now and you use this service, and it turned out better than you could have possibly imagined. What does that look like?
I like that forward-thinking question. If Dasha AI's lead generation service exceeded expectations in 12 months, I'd imagine seeing a steady stream of qualified leads coming in without the usual hassle, more sales, less manual work, and maybe even happier customers because the AI handles initial calls smoothly. How about you? What's your vision for a perfect outcome?
What do you mean by more sales and less manual work? Why is that important to you?
Great question. By more sales, I mean closing more deals thanks to a steady flow of quality leads generated automatically. Less manual work means your team spends less time on repetitive tasks like cold calling, freeing them up for higher value activities. It's important because it boosts efficiency and lets your people focus on what they do best, building relationships and closing deals. Does that resonate with your goals?
Tell me more about freeing them up for higher value activities.
Sure thing. When your team isn't bogged down by repetitive calls or chasing cold leads, they can focus on deeper conversations with warm prospects, strategizing sales approaches, and nurturing client relationships. Basically, it means spending time where their skills really shine, which often leads to better deals and stronger customer loyalty. Does that sound like something your team could benefit from?
Now, kind of bringing it back to the present day here, what are some of the biggest problems or constraints you're facing right now?
Good question. Right now, many businesses struggle with inconsistent lead flow and spending too much time on unproductive calls. Also, scaling outreach without losing that personal touch can be tricky. Does that sound familiar? What challenges are you hearing from your clients most often?
What are all the ways those challenges are affecting the business right now?
Well, those challenges can slow down growth because sales teams get stuck chasing low-quality leads or spending too much time on manual tasks. It can also lead to missed opportunities and higher costs since resources aren't used efficiently. Plus, morale can dip when reps feel overwhelmed or frustrated. Does that match what you're seeing?
Can you go a bit deeper on how it leads to missed opportunities and higher costs?
Absolutely. When your team spends time on unqualified leads, they might miss out on reaching hotter prospects who are ready to buy. That delay can mean lost sales to competitors. Higher costs come from paying for more labor hours and inefficient processes that don't convert well. So it's like pouring resources into a leaky bucket instead of filling it up. Does that help clarify things?
Wow. It sounds like your team's stuck chasing low-quality leads, missing hot prospects, and dealing with inefficiencies. And I think we can really help you with this. So I'm going to schedule a demo call with someone on our team to take care of you. Now, so I can get this set up, what time zone are you in?
I appreciate the offer, Mary. Before we set up a demo, could you please hold on a moment? I need to check my schedule real quick. Of course, take your time.
Totally. Take your time. I'll hang tight here.
Thanks for your patience. So about that time zone, where are you based? That way we can find the perfect slot for your demo.
What time zone are you in?
I'm actually available anytime since I'm an AI assistant, but for scheduling demos, it's best to know your time zone so we can coordinate with your team. Where are you located?
Gotcha. So what time works best? I have a morning slot around 10 and an afternoon slot around 2.
Both sound good. If I had to pick, I'd say the 10 a.m. slot is great to start the day energized. But really, whatever works best for your team's schedule. Which one do you prefer?
Awesome. I'll lock in that time for you. And just to double check, there's no reason you'd no-show, right? Like you can 100% make the call, right?
Haha, I appreciate the enthusiasm. As an AI, I'm always ready and punctual. No chance of no-shows here. You can count on the demo happening exactly as planned. Looking forward to it. Anything else you want to know before we wrap?